Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. On our show, every week we talk about buzzy pop culture stories.
Maybe answer a couple of your voicemails. And go into a moment of the week that makes you say, "What are you, nuts?"
And I swear, it's so much better than this promo. Anyway, there's a lot of guys out there, but
we're the good ones. Stream Good Guys every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, anywhere.
You know what? Don't listen.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick Brown, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real. Hello and welcome back to Real Pod. I hope that your day is off to an amazing start. If you are currently taking my Confidence Kickstart 5-day challenge, I really hope your day is off to a great start because your days have been starting with me and the challenge. I hope you're loving it. I'm so excited about it. I can't believe we are in the middle of the challenge week. This has been such a long time coming. I worked so hard on it, and I hope you're feeling all the amazing vibes and really enjoying the exercises that I'm giving you each day. For anyone who's like, "Wait, Vic, what are you talking about?" Maybe you missed it on my Instagram or you didn't hear it on last week's episode, but I released a 5-day challenge all about kickstarting your confidence for the new year. And every single day you're getting private videos from me that I'm leading, as well as exercises that are some of my favorites that you can use for the rest of time. They're my favorite go-tos, and learning my most beloved tools, tips, and takeaways that I always refer back to when I need that boost of confidence in my own life. So make sure you take my challenge if you are not already. And also, people taking the challenge received an exclusive meditation that I recorded on self-love and compassion. This was so exciting for me. It's the first time I've ever written and recorded a meditation, and I really love it, and I hope you're loving it too. So that was given out today to anyone who's a part of the challenge. You have my meditation, and I hope you are doing it and taking that time for yourself, and I hope that those guided words are making your heart warm and fuzzy. So if you're not taking the challenge, it's not too late. Make sure you sign up and join us before the week is over. Either way, I wanted to record a Real Pod episode today that was in similar theme and touching on this idea of self-love and feeling like we're good enough, because we are. So not even feeling like it, but knowing, right? Having this deep sense of understanding that we are good enough. And it is the new year, and there's a lot of things that come along with the new year. And it can be a lot of pressure, all this messaging about changing ourselves and changing our bodies. So I thought it would be really helpful and needed for everyone, myself included, to reaffirm how we feel about our bodies. Because along with, you know, the excitement of the new year can come a lot of toxic temptations to buy that discounted gym membership, which, okay, it's not a bad thing if you decide, like, I want to move my body more, right? Like, that's great. I want to focus today on how can we recenter from all of the talk about let's start that new diet to lose weight? Let's go to the gym because you think you're lazy and need to change the way you look. And it's really motivated out of this hatred and this dislike for your body. And that's the reason why I'm going to record this today is I want to make sure that anything that we approach in the new year is because we love ourselves and because we think it's going to bring us joy and not because we feel like we need to change who we are, what we look like. And honestly, unfortunately, 2023 was the rise of a lot of, it felt like, new toxic diet culture trends. I mean, it was kind of like the sick, sad year of weight loss drugs and, you know, Ozempic became a household name. And then, you know, I don't feel any negative way towards anyone who maybe did that. I sympathize and I have compassion with the world we live in, constantly making us feel like we need to be as skinny as we can possibly be. And I don't want to make anyone feel shame for making an attempt to succumb to that, because before I got a healthy relationship with food in my body, I certainly did every diet and weighed myself and I did all the things. So I can have compassion for people who might still be in that place. And honestly, like the Ozempic thing was so apparent and so talked about and almost became such a trend that like it was hard for everyone to not think about like, oh, wow, they invented this seemingly magic thing that like when you take it, you're just going to drop lots of weight. And there appears to be no terrible, terrible side effect. Like I'm not a scientist, but, you know, I listened to the Maintenance Phase podcast on Ozempic. I love that podcast. They're so great at debunking things. And, you know, I don't want to say like unfortunately, but you almost wish with something like that. Well, I guess the biggest negative repercussion was the amount of people who have diabetes who were unable to access the drug that they needed for that when people were using it who didn't have diabetes just for weight loss. So of course it's layered and there's lots of issues there. But I guess my point is like, yeah, I certainly had my days where I was like, damn, like if this came out when I was 17 or 18, like I would have taken it. And I'm grateful that it didn't, because then, you know, I didn't do that and I'm at a different place now. But like to anyone who's been in a good place with their body and had thoughts of not doing it, but just like a voice in your head being like, wow, like someone finally came up with that thing that all of our diet voices had once wished. It's just kind of, it's weird. It's a weird place to be. But that's why I'm making this podcast today, because I think it's always great to affirm our bodies and remember what we really want. And what we really want is peace. We want peace with our bodies. We want peace with ourselves. We want peace with food. And, you know, whether this is true or not, because I don't weigh myself, so I'd have no idea. And I don't ask people this, but this is Real Pod. And I've just felt like the past few months of 2023, I have had thoughts of like, am I heavier than I usually am? Have I gained weight? Do my friends or family or Max think I've gained weight? But of course, they'd never say anything because I've told them not to say anything. Like, I don't know. I made that Instagram post that you guys saw where I literally opened it with like a quote, I could lose 10 pounds. And I said, like, that's a comment that a voice in my head has been saying over and over to me recently. And you know, the reason that I haven't given into that voice or started a diet and really tried to remain resilient in the healthy place I am at is by remembering what I really want, which is peace, to be happy, to enjoy my life. And I do that by living in the body that I am in today. And a body that my body being 10 pounds lighter is not a joyous, happy, peaceful life for me. It's not. I've taken that route before and it's not fun and it causes a lot of anxiety and stress. And then I start binge eating and then I'm crying and then I'm unhappy and then I'm weighing myself. It's a cycle and a yo-yo and a road I've been down many times before that I don't want to go down. And it comes back to reminding myself what I really want, which is peace. And I know that if you're listening that today, that's what you want as well. So I took some time to really think about what are the six body affirmations that I really come back to a lot, live my life by, and think would help all of us who are trying to protect our peace and maintain that healthy relationship with our body image and with food. And so that's what...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's episode is going to be, I'm really grateful that you tuned in, and we're going to get started right after this break. Okay, one of my pet peeves when I'm traveling is running out of toothpaste. It's like the worst thing ever. You got to go buy some. And I feel like whenever I buy travel toothpaste, I just lose it. It's a lot, okay? But because I love Bite toothpaste bits and I'm fully stocked on them, I threw them in my bag before I went on holiday break, and it came in so clutch pretty much every day of my trip. Bite makes dry toothpaste tablets made with great ingredients that are sulfate-free, palm oil-free, and glycerin-free. And Bite toothpaste bits are so convenient. You just pop a bit in your mouth, chew it up, and start brushing. It will naturally turn into paste just like you're used to, but without the plastic tube or messy paste or risk of losing the entire little tube. These come in refillable glass jars, and they send refills in compostable pouches. So not only are these great for your bodies, but they're great for the earth, because no more plastic toothpaste tubes. Bite's sleek glass bottles and jars also look amazing on your vanity, and they elevate your shelfie game. I have been in my decluttering era, so you know I'm a fan of a sleek, minimalist look, and that is exactly what Bite is offering. Speaking of offers, Bite is offering RealPod listeners 20% off your first order. Just go to trybite.com/realpod or use code REALPOD at checkout to claim this deal. That's trybite, trybite.com/realpod to get 20% off your first order. Go to trybite.com/realpod or use code REALPOD at checkout to claim this deal. If you're looking to refresh your shoe collection and elevate your style, look no further than Vionic. They have been a sponsor of RealPod for so long now, and I truly love them because not only does Vionic have the best curated styles to get you ready for the new year, like comfortable shoes that you can go from day to night wearing, which I love, rich leathers and suedes for your workwear favorites, and then performance sneakers to keep you moving comfortably. They have everything you might need, and all of Vionic's shoes are made with their exclusive VioMotion technology. Vionic began by revolutionizing medical orthotics, and today they continue to use that science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day. I personally love the Carmel sneaker. They're just a classic white sneaker. They go with everything. There's no labels. And not only are they just so cute and stylish, but once again, they have that VioMotion technology, so you can really feel the support from the moment you slip your foot in. As a flat foot girly, I just need that support. Bionic is also the best because they offer a 30-day guarantee. So wear them, love them, or return them for a full refund within 30 days. Use code REALPOD15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.bionicshoes.com. When you log into your account, this is one-time use only. Make sure you use it. It's code REALPOD15. That's REALPOD, all caps, no spaces, REALPOD15 at checkout. For 15% off your entire order, one-time use only. Bionic shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. The first body affirmation that I want all of us to, and you know what? Maybe we say it. Maybe you say it out loud. You know, I love that affirmation song by Snoop Dogg. It was for children, but I very much listen to it frequently. And when you say the affirmations out loud, you just feel it and you at least kind of speak it into your orbit. So I encourage you to say these affirmations, whether it's with me as I read them or after the podcast, if you're taking notes, but please take these and use them however best helps you. So affirmation number one, my body is the least interesting thing about me. My body is the least interesting thing about me. Now, I know we have heard this before. We've probably seen it time and time again, but that's because it's true. And the world is telling us that it's all about how we look. It's about the number on the scale. It's about the size of our clothes, but it's not. Our bodies are the least interesting thing about us. And they are just the least interesting thing. I mean, I'm just constantly re-disappointed when I see people in headlines and news and comments just in like wars about, has this celebrity gained weight? Have they lost weight? You know, whether it's whatever direction, your body is the least interesting thing about you. And I want to read this post that one of my friends, Becca Tilly, shared years ago, but I always think about it and I love it. And I've had Becca on the podcast. She has an awesome episode if you're interested. But I'm going to read this because I think it's the perfect sprinkle to this affirmation. Becca writes, I had a moment the other day that really changed my perspective on how I view my physical appearance. I was thinking, no one has ever impacted me by being beautiful or having a perfect body. It might get my initial attention or even be inspiring in some way, but it's never been the reason I remembered them. I'm impacted by people for their kindness, their loyalty, their patience, their generosity, their vulnerability. I've never said, she changed my life because she was pretty and skinny. We spend so much time worrying about the thing that means the least to people. Gosh, I love that so much. I come back to it all the time. And it's so true. And I think it's the perfect sum up of this first affirmation. My body is the least interesting thing about me. There's so many beautiful things about you that will do so much good for this world and the people who love you and your friends and family. And it's not about what the number on the scale says. All right, my second affirmation. My worth has nothing to do with my appearance. My worth has nothing to do with my appearance. Now, the first little caveat I'll say before explaining this one is this does not mean that you shouldn't enjoy putting on beautiful makeup or clothes or, you know, all that stuff, doing your hair. I love that stuff. I feel like that's been something I've been having so much fun with in my personal life. The past 2 years has been working on style and getting better at makeup. And it honestly brings me joy. But it's doing that and knowing that I would also love myself and be cool with myself without it. And actually, I've recently been posting about this on Instagram of just not wearing makeup when I go out all the time. And I think I got in this phase where I was having a lot of fun doing my makeup. And then I started to feel like, oh, well, I'm just tired and I'd just rather put on my outfit and leave and I don't want to do my makeup. And then I thought to myself, oh, well, then will I not be put together? And they're going to think I didn't care about the event. And I'm like, well, no one thinks that about men when they don't have makeup on majority of the time. Like, so I've started to be more empowered to wear no makeup and have a natural face and feel just as confident. And so I think with the second affirmation, my worth has nothing to do with my appearance. It's about knowing that you have the ability and are worthy of showing up at work, at an event, of eating food, of enjoying your life, of having fun, of liking yourself, being worthy for all of it, regardless of how you look. And I think if we can get to that place and we can remember that, it really instills this deep sense of confidence. And unfortunately, not to get too like historic and by the book and anti-patriarchal, but the way that women have this extra obstacle of how we look when we try to do things in life, that's just not given to men. I know like people refer to the Hailey Justin Bieber example of like if Hailey Bieber dressed in sweats with no makeup showing up to Justin's premiere, like she would be roasted alive. But like Justin did it for her glazed donut thing and it was just like comedy and that's so Justin. So, you know, I think also just like having that little feminist awareness of that's another added obstacle that we don't have to jump through if we don't want to. But if we want to, all the power to you. And most of the time, I love putting on makeup and I love getting my hair done. But remembering your worth has nothing to do with your appearance. So that's number two. Number three, my body is uniquely special. I just think this one is so cute and precious. I'll say it one more time. My body is uniquely special. Comparison is everywhere. It's so tempting. I always like to remind myself that even if we all ate the same things and we did the same workouts and we did that year after year after year, we would all still look different because our bodies are different because they're uniquely special. Some people just have a longer hip to floor length. Some people just have naturally bigger boobs than other people. Some people are taller. Some people are shorter. Like there's no way we could ever look like someone else. And when we decide to kind of let go of that belief, that false belief, we can then start celebrating the things about us that make us unique and make us beautiful. And I feel like I've come to feel that with even like my stretch marks. Like I have these stretch marks all under my right thigh. I have some on my left, but it's more on my right. And I remember the very first day being like 13 or 14 years old where I noticed that my stretch marks showed when I was wearing my jean shorts or my jean skirt or my spandex, whatever it was, but looking and being like, oh my gosh, I can't cover it. And then to now be at this place in my life where like, I love them. And when I see them, I sometimes think, oh, let me take a picture. Like my stretchies, like, gosh, it's just coming so far. And it's really coming from that sense of appreciating that your body is unique and that it's doing these amazing things for you, which is another affirmation we're going to get to. And about comparison, something I've been thinking about a lot for the past like few months, and I want to really like carry this energy into the new year, is doing things because I want to do them or because I like the clothes or I like the color and not because I'm thinking about this other girl that I like and think is really cool. And what would she like? I literally bought a pair of glasses recently and I walked in and I loved them and I thought, yes, I love these. And then I instantly thought, oh, let me text this person or that person to get their thoughts. And then I was like, why even do that? Like, you like these sunglasses, you're wearing them, like you get them. And so I got them. But then of course, later in the car, I'm thinking, oh, well, I should Google to see if any other celebrities have these glasses or who wears these glasses. So, you know, my ego can identify with maybe these glasses make me a little bit more like this person. And then I just thought, you know what? Like, I have to stop doing that. I have to start doing things because I want to do them and because I'm uniquely special. And so I just think that little example like plays into this third point of not only is your body uniquely special, but you're uniquely special. And we don't have to constantly seek validation from other people when it comes to our decisions or us loving ourselves. So number three, my body is uniquely special. Number four, I vow to respect my body. Oh, I love this. This is something I picked up from my episode with Evelyn Tribolet when I asked her, you know, I said, some people, it's so hard to love your body. And when people say, look in the mirror naked and tell yourself you love yourself, like that is, I don't know, it's uncomfortable for me. That's not my route to get where I want to go, right? And so I was asking Evelyn, what if you don't feel like you can fully love every part of yourself, but you're also done with being negative? And Evelyn said, well, you can respect your body. You don't have to love it. That could be tough. But can we respect it? Can we treat it well? Can we use kind words when we talk about it? Can we fuel it and give it energy and the nutrition that it craves? Can we move it, you know, take it outside, get up and, you know, move our body? And then can we appreciate it for the things it allows us to do? And so This fourth affirmation, I vow to respect my body. I honestly think if there's one affirmation that you take from this whole episode, that that's a really, really great place to start, is just coming back to this commitment to respect your body. And I think, you know, look, there are people who, you know, they want to work out more and they're not feeling great about their body because they're not, you know, maybe they go upstairs and their heart's pounding and they're feeling winded after taking the stairs, and that never used to happen to them. Like, I relate to that, right? Like, we had stairs in our old apartment, but now we moved. And sometimes I'd go up them and be like, why am I winded after three flights of stairs? Like, Victoria, like, you used to, like, you know, do insane workouts. So I get that. And I started working out a lot more in 2023, and I hope to carry that energy in 2024. But I'm doing that because I love moving my body. And that's like an act of respect, right? So I don't want people to ever think that I'm saying, like, you can't make changes that are positive for your mental health and your overall well-being that you want to make, but doing it out of a kindness and a love for yourself and knowing that it's out of love. It's out of love. And so when I think about respecting my body, this is what I think of. And I'm just so grateful that Evelyn shared that. And if you didn't listen to that episode, check it out. It's amazing. This episode is sponsored by the number one coconut water brand in the U.S. You know it. You love it. You've probably seen it in your grocery stores because it's so beloved. And it's Vita Coco. That's right. Vita Coco is the number one coconut water brand in the U.S. I have recently been turned on to coconut water, and I don't know what I've been doing prior because it is so delicious. And not only is it delicious and hydrating, but coconut water also has nutrients to supercharge you and make you feel good. Fun fact, coconut water actually has electrolytes in it. So this can hydrate you before, during, or after your workouts or wherever life takes you. Also, if you're participating in Dry January, which I know a lot of my friends are, and I'm moderately participating, and you're sick of drinking just plain old water, switch it up with some coconut water. Vita Coco is a delicious, refreshing, better-for-you mocktail mixer. Take 25% off and get Vita Coco shipped to your door by using code REALPOD. That's code REALPOD, all caps, no spaces, on VitaCoco.com. So take 25% off and get Vita Coco shipped to your door by using code REALPOD on VitaCoco.com. Prefer to shop in store? Find Vita Coco at most big name grocery stores in your city, as well as in superstores like Walmart, drugstores like CVS, and your local convenience stores. Once again, take 25% off and get Vita Coco shipped to your door by using code REALPOD on VitaCoco.com, or find Vita Coco at most big name grocery stores in your city. Enjoy. Okay, we're almost done. We're getting close to 5 and 6. Affirmation number 5. I am allowed to fuel my body with food and enjoy doing it. I am allowed to fuel my body with food and enjoy doing it. I love this one, and I was very intentional with this addition to the end of the affirmation of and enjoy doing it, because sometimes I think I feel, I don't know, this embarrassment of like, I love to eat. I fucking love to eat. Like, I love food. I live to eat. Like, when people say you eat to live, you live to eat. Like, I love food, but I don't feel like I approach it in this old way I used to, where it was with binge eating, where it was like, maybe if you asked me, do you eat to live or live to eat, when I was in my binge eating disorder, I would say I live to eat. And I'd be so ashamed about it because I'd be like, all I do is think about food and what I can eat next and what I can't eat. Like, I literally, my whole life revolves around food. So that was a very unhealthy, like, toxic thought pattern for me. But now I have the same love. Like, I love eating. I love a good meal. I love a great restaurant. I really enjoy food. I care a lot about food. But it's in this healthy way where, like, I don't feel like I'm taking it away from myself and I'm going to go on this crash diet and there needs to be this obsession or this eating even when I'm not hungry or my body doesn't want it. But when I do sit down to eat, I really enjoy it and I love it. And so allowing yourselves to feel that, and it doesn't have to be this, you know, not ladylike or quote gross or quote manly. Those are at least the things that come to my head when I think about, oh, I love eating. It doesn't have to be that way. You can love eating and be confident in that. And honestly, over Thanksgiving, I had a pretty unfortunate comment be made to me about food, which doesn't happen often because of how vocal I am. Like, everyone in my circle knows my stance, which is nice. I grabbed a lunch plate. This is the day after Thanksgiving, and I grabbed leftovers, and I, like, I grabbed two like brioche buns and I cut them open and I put stuffing in them. So I had like two sandwiches and a lot of carrots. I mean, whatever. I don't need to qualify the plate. But I sat down to eat and this person said to me, it was literally 1 o'clock and we had a 6 o'clock dinner scheduled. And they were like, Vic, like, are you going to save room for dinner? Like, that little chuck. I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, my brother looked at me like, did that person really just say that to you? Like, and I gave him the same look like, yep. Like some people just don't get it. They don't read the room. But that comment was made to me as I sat down with this plate I just crafted and felt so good about. And this person's like, are you going to save room for dinner? And I just said, yep, I am. That was literally my response. And I didn't say anything else. And I honestly uncomfortably ate my lunch because of course I'm just sitting there thinking about this comment. But I'm proud of myself that I just said, yep, I am. And then I ate my lunch and I enjoyed it and I finished it all. And I really tried to kind of move past that comment. And I think, you know, I just tell that story because of this affirmation of, and you're allowed to enjoy it. And that's important to me. And this aspect of fueling your body, like your body deserves nutrition. It deserves energy. It deserves fuel. And even at times you're not hungry, it's okay to eat because you're happy or you're watching a movie or it sounds really good or you want to taste it. Like, as long as, you know, you're keeping that mindfulness and that appreciation for your body at the center and you're staying aware. And I used to think if I eat a lot one day, I'm not allowed to eat the next day. But now I approach things more of a learning lesson of like, okay, how did I feel when I ate past satisfaction or I ate past fullness? I didn't feel great. Okay, well, next time I'll remember this and I'll really try to take that extra beat to think once I'm past my point of satisfactory fullness, maybe I take this to go and I heat it up later when I'm hungry again. So just really having this growth mindset of like, I'm going to be growing with my body and growing with food. And so this fifth one, once again, is I'm allowed to fuel my body with food and enjoy doing it. And then finally, the sixth affirmation that I want to share with you, and it's the simplest one, and you probably saw it coming from a mile away, but it is, I am grateful for my body. I am grateful for my body. Gratitude has been such a key for me when it comes to maintaining a healthy relationship with my body image and with food, is just feeling so grateful to have this body that allows me to do these things, that I can go outside and I can walk and move my legs and I can run and I can feel my heartbeat pounding and I can feel the sweat droplets on my forehead and that I can use my arms to hug somebody that I love and my fingers to type on my phone because posting on Instagram and connecting with all of you brings me joy, right? And no matter what your body looks like or if it's different than mine, all of us can close our eyes and come to this feeling of having a beating heart. I have this heart that pumps for me every day. If you're listening to this, your heart is working. And you can have gratitude for the fact that, honestly, this is like so crazy. You guys know I like to go on my like existential tangents. If you listen to my one chaotic solo where I talked about living in a simulation. But the other night, I was just laying in bed and I was like feeling my heartbeat. You can either like feel it pulsing through your blood or you can like put your hand on your heart. And I was like, oh my God, like there's a heart inside of me. This kind of psyched me out too. I'm like, there's like this organ and it's pumping. Like I'm not thinking to tell it to pump. When I go to sleep, it'll keep going and it never stops. Your heart doesn't stop. I mean, unfortunately, one day all of our hearts will stop, but like right now it's going. And like, how insane is that? Like, how does the science and the beauty of creation work that like we have these hearts that like pump and they know where to pump the blood and then the blood knows where to go and then we have these like cells that like do things. I sound so dumb, but you know what I mean? Like, can we tap into this amazement for our bodies that they do these incredible things to keep us alive and we don't even have to think about it? It's this body intelligence. And you know, that to me is beautiful. It's mesmerizing. It has me at a loss for words. And when you open the magazine or the What I Eat in a Day video or whatever, it's just, it's pulling us into this surface level, superficial, like, what size jean are you? When it's like, dude, I have a fucking heart that's working without me thinking about it. Like, you know what I mean? And I just think that to me, like, tapping into that has allowed me to move my body because it brings me joy and be motivated to work out more, not because of a weight loss thing or a body image thing, but because I have this body that I can take care of. And so this final affirmation is I am grateful for my body. And that is definitely a place to always go back to tap into on those days where you might feel like you're struggling, is just to journal what you're grateful for. Maybe it's a body part and you can list, you know, why you're grateful for this body part because of what it allows you to do, and come back to gratitude. That's just always a good recipe, no matter what it is. So I'll quickly run through my six affirmations one more time. Number one, my body is the least interesting thing about me. Number two, my worth has nothing to do with my appearance. Number three, my body is uniquely special. Number four, I vow to respect my body. Number five, I'm allowed to fuel my body with food and enjoy doing it. And number six, I am grateful for my body. I hope that today's episode brought a little smile to your face. I hope it quelled some of that stress and anxiety that might be coming in with this idea of the new year. And I appreciate you tuning in and listening and spending some moments of your very first week of 2024 with me right here at Real Pod. I'm so excited for this year. I am so fired up about the pod. It feels like we're just getting started. We have so many amazing episodes in store. Make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss a Wednesday coming up, and I'll be back for you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie, share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday, so make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind the scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.